Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
We're joined now by Monaghan-based GP Ilona Duffy to discuss the very significant surge in flu cases that's been seen across the country and the resulting pressure on hospitals, because the front page of the Irish Independent today, limit of one visitor a day in hospitals at Christmas, family members face not being able to see relatives in hospitals over Christmas as many impose a one person only visiting rule to stem the spread of flu. Dr. Ilona Duffy, thanks for joining us. Do we know at the moment, is this across most hospitals? Are we seeing it pretty much everywhere? And would you expect that to be the case for Christmas, or are the rules diverging a bit?
I think, Sean, that we're not quite seeing it in every hospital yet, but it's likely that we will. And people have to understand why. If you're in hospital, if you've been admitted to hospital, you're obviously fairly sick. And to get another infection on top of that, especially influenza, really could compromise the person in hospital's care, the patient's care. And obviously we have to safeguard all of the staff who are in the hospital too. So I think this is kind of probably a sensible approach during this time when we're seeing the rising rates of influenza. We're also seeing some COVID and we're seeing other unpleasant viruses as well. So we've got to try and protect patients to ensure that they get better and get discharged in time to be with their family for the rest of the Christmas season. And again, as I said, protect our staff who are working in the hospitals caring for the patients.
And that makes a lot of sense, but I suppose there's the human aspect as well this time of year, isn't there? That for a lot of people, being in hospital at this time of year is very difficult. It's a difficult prospect to face, spending Christmas in hospital or the run into it, and only being able to see sort of one person. That's very tough mentally.
Absolutely, it is. As you say, it's hard to be in hospital. You're feeling unwell, you're feeling isolated, you're feeling lonely. At present, the plan seems to be that many of the hospitals are allowing one visitor, so at least you will have one person able to come visit you, see you, bring you things that you might need, clothes, etc. I think they are all more or less saying that children will be banned from the hospital setting, and especially maternity units, where normally they would be able to go in and see mommy and the new baby if they were still in hospital. That looks like children won't be allowed in. And the reason for that is that we know amongst the younger age group, we see more spread of the viruses, and that includes flu. So again, if we can maintain it that we're allowing one visitor in, at least people will have access to some company and again, somebody bringing in things, rather than just having a blanket ban on all visitors. And that, again, we know does occur at times when there are outbreaks of COVID, when there are outbreaks of gastroenteritis in hospitals. Sometimes they say no visitors. So we don't want to get to that stage. And at least if we can have one visitor, I think that's to be welcomed.
Yeah. What are we expecting to see from this wave of the flu? We've obviously heard reports it started a little bit earlier. Is this going to continue well into January and beyond, do you think?
Yes, and I think in case people think there's a bit of scaremongering going on, there isn't. In Australia, who are moving out of their winter into their summer season now, they had the worst influenza season on record. So really, we have seen that the flu and the flu virus that tends to move up towards us does change a bit. And the worry for us is that there is a new variant that seems to be more transmissible, meaning it spreads more easily. So already, as you said, the flu season has started earlier, about 3 to 4 weeks earlier than normal, which means then that we're leading into this peak in coming into Christmas week. And the fear is that it is predicted that there will be over 1,000 hospital admissions because of influenza. Now, that's a massive number when you think that there are already the other normal admissions, and wintertime is normally a busy time with other infections, with accidents, etc. So to have an extra 1,000 admissions is massive and will mean that the hospitals are going to be massively under strain and struggle to cope.
Finally, Ilona, what are we seeing in terms of vaccine efficacy? Because there's been various reports and people are saying different things online and also in the media that the HSE opted for a vaccine that targets a specific strain. And a lot of people have heard it, myself and members of the family will say it's often guesswork. Is it actually going to benefit me? Are we seeing from evidence to date that those with the vaccine are avoiding hospitalisation in significant numbers?
Yes. I mean, while we know that perhaps the virus can have changed and that we're not specifically targeting the actual virus that we have or the variant that we have, it still offers protection, and it offers protection, especially those who are high risk. So that is everybody over 60, anybody under 60 with underlying health conditions such as asthma, chronic bronchitis, diabetes, kidney failure, heart disease, and obviously those who are immunocompromised because of treatments for cancer and other conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and colitis. So it is going to help protect you. It's going to mean that while you still may get flu, you won't get as severe an infection as you would without the virus. So it's still not too late to get the vaccine. Children's vaccine is available for all children between 2 and 17, and it's a nasal flu vaccine, so it's very easy to give. And then the other is the injection available through your GP or your pharmacy.
Okay, Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you so much for joining us on the Anton Savage Show.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.